USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is wrapping up a 20-nation summit in Japan with a long news conference. Trade with China is one of the main topics, and the president reported on decisions he's made after talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
I promised that for at least the time being, we're not going to be lifting tariffs.
He also spoke of visiting the demilitarized zone between the two Koreas.
Spoke with the people. Kim Jong-un was very receptive. He responded, and so we'll see. Because tomorrow we're going to the DMZ. I said, while I'm there, I'll shake his hand. We get along.
He was also asked about former President Jimmy Carter, who has questioned Mr. Trump's presidential legitimacy, saying Russians helped him to win by cheating.
He's a nice man. He was a terrible president. He's a Democrat, and it's a typical talking point.
This is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens, and they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The acting Secretary of Homeland Security says he expects a 25% drop in the number of immigrants crossing the southern border this month. Kevin McAleenan is crediting Mexico.
Over the past 3 weeks since the administration reached a new agreement with Mexico, that we've seen a substantial increase in the number of interdictions on the Mexican southern border.
On Friday, he was sentenced to life in prison. The self-admitted white supremacist who drove his car into a crowd of counter-protesters, killing one person, Heather Heyer. It happened at the Nationalist Rally 2 years ago in Charlottesville, North Carolina. Heather's mother, Susan Breaux, spoke to reporters after the sentencing.
Very happy you got life in prison across the board. I did not want the death penalty. Blood on my hands. He probably deserved it, but it really wouldn't accomplish anything. I apologize to the taxpayers for saddling you with this additional burden, but in the long run, it was the judge's call.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
USA Radio News Chief Legal Analyst Fred Penny was asked about the recent Supreme Court ruling on the citizenship question.
Remember, Congress is empowered by the Constitution to carry out the census, quote, in such a manner as they shall direct under the law. This is Article 1, Section 2. But remember, the majority of the Supreme Court held this week that the executive branch still has broad authority to decide what goes into the census, and that was a 5-4 ruling. What's interesting here is everybody says this is a big win. However, the court really punted. They punted in that they said the information needs to go down to the lower courts because the Supreme Court is not a fact-gathering type of court. That's for the lower courts to decide and to do some basically fact gathering and arguments until it goes up to the Supreme Court. So they dropped it down to the lower courts to decide whether or not these were proper reasons that the Trump administration is putting this citizenship question on the census. Now, don't forget, this citizenship question has been on the census since prior to the 1950s. Now, it had different areas, what it said. It said different type of things before 1950, this is not anything new. Don't forget, there's two courts that are looking at this, a New York court, federal court, and a Maryland federal court.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.